This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. This is a time to relax, refocus, and re-narrate. Begin by lying flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair, uncross your legs and arms, and close your eyes if you can so that you can begin to see with the eyes of your heart. And take in a deep breath, in through your nose into your belly. Maybe using your stomach muscles to make your belly rise with each intake of new breath. And as you breathe out, see if your out-breath can be longer than your in-breath. And focus your mind on trying to feel your body from within with each out-breath, becoming aware of the presence of your body and feeling your body from within, feeling life in your body that God gives you right now. Right now, the life that God gives you is flowing through your body, and you can feel it if you focus your mind on it. Breathing in through your nose, into your belly, and breathing out this sense of feeling the sensation of God's life flowing through your whole body, the life that God gives you, the Spirit of God giving life to every cell in your body. And using your imagination, you can feel the life that God gives you, giving life to every cell in your body. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe out, focus your mind on letting go of holding yourself up. Every muscle in your body, letting go of tightness, tension, clenched muscles releasing everywhere in your body with each out-breath. And you're focusing your mind's attention on feeling the sensation of relaxation, feeling the sensation of letting go, of holding yourself up. Let go and let your muscles relax. Years ago, my wife and I were on a summer-long missionary trip to Eastern Europe, and it was hard. And we took a 2-day relaxation trip to Austria, where we stayed in a place, and outside the window at night, there was a brook of water coming down from the Alps. We were so exhausted, and yet opening that window and hearing, listening to the brook, the water, the stream, the sound that it made outside our window, was unforgettably relaxing. Imagine that now, you're hearing a brook, pure water coming down from the Alps, outside your window, and as you listen to it, you can feel your entire body flowing like water downstream, every muscle in your body letting go, and falling like water, flowing downstream. The sound of a brook. Water gently flowing through the rocks. And you're hearing the sound of relaxation, filling your entire body. Every cell in your body flowing like water, downstream. Just using your imagination. Feeling every muscle in your body let go. And becoming like water flowing downstream, every muscle dropping, your face muscles, your cheeks, jaw, letting go and flowing downstream, muscles in your eyes, around your eyes, behind your eyes, your forehead, your scalp, the back of your head, just letting go. The muscles around your neck, your throat, even the muscle of your tongue deep into your throat, just relaxing. The muscles in your shoulders, your arms, your legs, your back, your abdomen, your hips. Letting go. Flowing like water downstream. Don't forget your breathing. Don't let your breathing become shallow. Deep breath in through your nose, into your belly. And breathing out. Relaxation into your entire body. Try to keep a slow rhythm of breathing going. And focus your mind on feeling your body relax with each out-breath. Ephesians 6, verse 11 says, "Put on the full armor of God." That's imagery. It's imagining a Roman soldier with all the armor to fight. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. The devil in the Greek language means the slanderer. God has equipped you so that you can take your stand against the devil's slander in your life. The way the devil slanders God. The way the devil slanders you, slanders others in your life, to keep you isolated from God, isolated from others, and paralyzed with shame, so that you become inactive in God's purposes in your life, in the life of others, in the life of people in this world, that He wants you and to use you to be a light, to bring joy, to help people rise above and live their life in all that God is for them in Christ. God wants you to live your life according to all that He is for you in Christ. So verse 17 says, "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Again, this is imagery, this is imagination. The Bible is like the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God is like a weapon you can use against the devil's slander in your life. And you really won't be able to fight slander in your life without it. The sword of the Spirit. The Spirit of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The word the Spirit of God has spoken. That we can read promises from God, words from God to us that He has spoken by His Holy Spirit. One of the slanders of the devil is to slander God's word in your life. It's boring, you can't understand it. To keep you from taking up your sword, the sword of the Spirit of God, who created this universe. This is kind of Christianity 101. Our primary weapon against the slander or slander in our life, in our mind, is to remind ourselves to speak, to meditate on the promises, the truths, spoken in God's Word. That's why in the Gospels, when we read of the devil tempting Jesus in the wilderness, in all three temptations Jesus faced, He resisted the slanderer by quoting God's word. In that case, from Deuteronomy 6 and 8 in the Old Testament. passages that were exhorting the Israelites to trust God in their wilderness experience. So when the devil was tempting Jesus in his 40 days of fasting and he was hungry to turn stones into bread, he was coming into Jesus' mind slandering the Father. Why am I so hungry? Why am I in the wilderness? Why do I have to fast? Take things into your own hands, he said, and turn these stones into bread. Use your power, your godlike power, to take things into your own hands for yourself. Why do you have to suffer? Why do you have to go without? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't seem like the best thing for you. Take things into your own hands. The Father can't be trusted. The only one you can trust for your good is you. So turn it into bread and eat now. And Jesus resisted the slander by taking up the sword of the Spirit. He said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." That's imagery. That's imagination. So much of the Bible gives you imagination so that you can use your biblically guided imagination to experience this reality in a way that mere information cannot do. Imagine God's word like the bread of life. When you meditate on the promises, the truth of God's word, your soul is feeding on the Spirit's bread of life. Your soul is feeding on the Spirit's bread of life. Without it, you will starve. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Every word that comes from the mouth of God. The sword of the Spirit. The bread of your soul, given to you by God's Spirit. So imagine this. You want God's word in your life. Just as you want food for your body, you want God's word for your soul. And you're feeding off God's word for your soul. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." So just imagine this principle. You want to feed off every word that comes from the mouth of God. You trust God's word. You're feeding off God's word. You need God's word. And it's the sword of the Spirit of God that created this universe so that you can fight against the slanderer's slander. The slanderer slander of God, the slanderer slander of you, the slanderer slander of who God wants you to be in the life of others and who He wants them to be for you. You're not living on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. If you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe so you'll be sure to receive our next episode each Tuesday and Thursday morning. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life.